Young Dermot there, lads.
Young Dermot went to California. Namaste, everybody.
To not only practice meditation, but to become an actual meditation teacher.
Yep, I'm qualified Masters of Wisdom and Meditation teacher now.
See,
I'm very proud of myself. Been working hard at this for months and months. Thanks, guys. Thanks. A round of applause of one. It's great.
Well,
I want to help people be happier. That should be. It deserves more than one person clapping.
Okay. There. Look, it's very admirable, and I know how hard you've been working. But lads, like, qualified, like, according to whom?
According to this teacher. According to the hundreds of hours that I've done.
Okay.
Like, and he's certified by the state of California. And he's been in our show. People might remember David G. He's the teacher I was learning from.
What did someone describe his voice? His voice is like the first sip of a pint of Guinness.
Yeah, it's velvety goodness. He's got a great voice.
So you went over to his... Is it a ranch? Is it a commune?
So I've been... you know me. I've been meditating for years myself. Yeah. But I wanted to put some kind of formal structure on it. And it's done so many great things for me. I thought, you know what? I'd really like to teach people some processes, little tricks that could help them and hopefully would have the same improvements that I've seen in my life. So, it's a course that you do online for a few months first. So you have like the beauty of the internet is you can have classes, but they're over Skype or whatever. There's a ton of reading over the last year. And then you finish it off in California in a place on the beach in a place called Carlsbad in California.
Yeah, and we've told people before that you can follow David G on Instagram and see all his posts. So thankfully, while you were away, we were able to see, you know, videos of you meditating on the beach with your meditative friends all going through the same.
Yeah, it's 26
course.
Of us there from all around the world. Holland, UK, States, Canada, Slovakia.
Were they sound?
Australia. They were very sound. I was afraid initially that it would just be me and 20 angel card readers in their 60s. But no, they were from all walks of life, all ages, and all there for different reasons.
One of my favorite things about his Instagram stories are meditation is fine. I love meditation. That's great. But he often posts up videos of people dancing with abandon. And I know that this was one of the things you were so fearful of going over. Like, if you had any trepidation, it was about the kind of the cleansing dances that were going to be done.
It was a great week. There was a low point in the week, though, is when I had ignored my phone, emails, nothing. It was in complete radio silence. I turned on my phone, checked my WhatsApp group to find you guys laughing at me and posting videos of dancing.
Yeah.
Now, let me say, right, the dancing. Like, these were 16 or 18-hour days of, you know, discussing, like, the depths of consciousness and where we come from. And a big... meaty issues.
Yeah.
And then twice a day they would put in this break to kind of wake people up.
Okay, so after you've been...
Someone played music and they had it done. Now, you know, everybody on this trip had to dig deep into their own psyche, into their own hearts, into all their regrets, things they wish they had done and hadn't done. That's a tough process. Mm. The hardest process bit of the whole week by a long shot was dancing because I am Irish and I am a man.
And you are full of shame.
I was not drunk. It's like, what, you want me to dance in the afternoon with not a sniff of alcohol on me?
At one point, I did see one of the Instagram stories where the video went around the room and there was a woman doing quite provocative dancing and everyone was trying to follow suit. And it came on to you and you just looked at the camera with like an evil third eye and went, no. And then the camera moved really quickly off. It was like, okay, he's obviously had a chat with the lads and said, don't put me in the dancing videos.
It was just an exercise. It's like doing burpees or something.
Sure.
To wake you up.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like.
God, it was one bit where it was at nighttime and all the lights were off and the instructor was going, okay, now be a fish.
Yes!
Be a fish and you're eating. What are you feeding on? And I just said to myself, I'm feeding on my shame.
Yes.
Anyway, there were only tiny parts of it.
No,
so don't let that put you off.
No, we won't. And here, like, How do you finish? Like, how do you kind of say, right, that's it, lads, we did a week. Is there a graduation ceremony?
There's a graduation ceremony.
Hats and all.
No hats. No, there was some music.
Okay.
There was lots of rounds of applause and all that. And then you kind of make a final commitment to yourself. You know, you take a moment to make a commitment of what you're going to do going forward.
Okay.
Where you want to take this, where you want to take your own life. And yeah, there was crystals. There was crystals involved.
So you commit to the crystal.
You just hold the crystal over your heart.
This just never stops giving. I love it. It's so good.
He's so delighted.
Okay, so you have it. Hold the crystal over your heart.
You're holding a crystal over your heart.
Yeah.
You make a commitment, and it's quite a touching moment, you know. You're really making a commitment, a contract with yourself, you know, going forward. So then we finished, gave people some hugs, and I was beside this Australian girl, and she goes, "Oh my God, Dermot." I was like, "What? Our crystals are mixed up." I poured my heart. I made all my commitments into that crystal. Which one is it? I was like, I don't know.
So you can't have hers.
Just had to do a coin toss, yeah. Weirdly, over the last couple of days, I've woken up with Christina Aguilera's "What a Girl Wants, What a Girl Needs" in my head.
You definitely.
So I'm guessing I have her crystal.
That seems like an apt moment to play it.
Yes.
Well, welcome back.
Hey, thanks. And look, deep breaths, everybody. It's a great tune. Today FM. Namaste.